Czech Japanese entrepreneur Tomio Okamura is a household name in the Czech Republic, both for running a successful tourist business to representing one of the country's largest tourist associations. As an expert in his field, Tomio makes numerous appearances monthly on TV and radio, and is also a jury member on a well-known business reality program. His success, in a way, he says, is linked to one thing, the Velvet Revolution. Ahead of the upcoming 20th anniversary, Tomio agreed to come into the studio to discuss how the fall of communism changed his life. He began by recalling the atmosphere of 20 years ago.
The situation was already more and more against communist. In that time, already Eastern Germans came to Prague, and it was hundreds meters of the Trabants, which was a very famous plastic car, parked in the Prague city center. This car definitely blocked all the traffic in the city center because just East Germans left cars and went immediately to the West German embassy. So it was such atmosphere around us that this former partner from the same block already left Iron Curtain. In this atmosphere, our country, Czechoslovakia, came to be maybe only one without any changes. So it was unacceptable, definitely.
You grew up in Japan. Did you think that you would ever see anything like this happen?
When I was a child, we very often spoke within family about communism and so on, because my Czech side family had a lot of problems with the regime, because my grandfather was forced to work in the mine around 1950, because we was against communism and we was very strict Catholic family. We had very big problems. So, of course, within family, we still talked about freedom, about some kind of the questions. When I was in the last grade in the elementary school, I said something against Soviet Union in this in the class, and immediately I was invited by the director of the school to come to the her room. And there was our class teacher, deputy director, and the director. And these three adults was around me and asked me why you are against Soviet Union. And if you will not stop this opinion, we will make your big trouble if you want to pass examination to the high school. Even I was just 13, I already felt this big pressure from the adults to keep this opinion within regime.
From the time when you were a young teen, you lived here until you went back to Tokyo again.
Yeah, because it was strongly depend not from the situation of work of my father, but actually from health situation of my mother. Japanese society, it is strongly done that men should work and wife keep family. But my mother have big psychologist problems in Japan. So and we was three children. So when she had some problems, automatically it mean that all these three children came together with my mother to Czechoslovakia. And when the situation became better, we went back.
Now, to come back to the Velvet Revolution, were you yourself or members of your family able to take part in the demonstrations?
I think that maybe older brother, yes. Regarding me, I didn't take part in first day, because I didn't know that this student demonstration will be changed to the real fight with the regime. But other days, of course, I participate in the school and regarding some meetings in the square. I just went. I didn't make any some big activity.
Would you say it was exciting to see what was happening?
I think that the most strong thing I felt was that all the Czech nations or Czechoslovak nations was really together, and it was real power. And when I heard this same voice, communist leaders felt as well that it is too strong, it is too big power, and that they are not able to make something against it. Unfortunately, same Czech nation power. It was maybe last time, we are 20 years after Velvet Revolution, but unfortunately, I never more seen this situation that all the Czechs are making something together, something to make our country better. And it is, of course, it is pity, of course.
You must have, though, felt a great amount of promise in the early 90s when the country was in transition. Everything was new, everything was open. You yourself decided to move here permanently as an adult and to pursue what you have called your American dream. What did you think that was right about here that would be good for that kind of project?
You know, Japan is one of the most competitive society in the world. We in Japan, we don't know about communism. We don't know about socialism. Automatically, you are born to the society when some people are very rich, some people poor, and it is just your problem if you want to be rich or very famous or something like that or not. So of course, I looked for some situation for some country or some projects which I can make successful. I started to sell in Japan some Czech Bohemian glass, and I made sales around homes in the Tokyo, and I made some advertisement and so on. But because of the high competition, there was a big problem. So finally, I worked as a trashman. After that, I found work in the cinema in the center of the Tokyo. But it was still the same work with the very low salary and without any future. So finally, I remember that I can speak Czech fluently, and there is country which is free now newly. So it should be a good chance for me. So not in the rich Japan, but in the new Czechoslovakia. Of course it is. It was a lot of things was by chance. If Velvet Revolution was not in the time when I was 17, maybe till my 25, I am living in Japan. It definitely changed after Velvet Revolution.
Since you made your career in tourism and tourism-related fields, was it obvious to you that the Czech Republic is a great destination?
I had a long more than 20 years experience, especially from the opinion of my father. When he came to Prague, he always told me that Prague is very nice and which part is and why it is very nice. Prague has very big medieval center. So big medieval center, it is maybe only town in the world where you walk more than 30 minutes, maybe 1 hour, from the Prague Castle to the Municipal House. It is Royal Road. And you are still in the medieval. So big historical city center, it is maybe only in Prague. It is clear that this town have all the condition to be one of the top destinations in the world.